Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Welcome along to episode 35 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. As always, the aim of the show is to bring you the tools, tips, and strategies to maximize your life, to live the life you were meant to live, to ensure that you bring into the world all the gifts and talents you've been given. And when you reach the end of your time here on Earth, you can look back without any regrets, knowing that you fulfilled your potential and live life with no regrets. Today's episode is something a little bit different. Today, I'm going to give you three lessons I learned after reading Less Doing, More Living, Make Everything in Life Easier by Ari Meisel. Before we start with today's episode, I want to give a quick shout out to episode 34, which was the fourth part in our four-part series on how to create massive change in your life. Part four was all about creating the right connections for success. The episode looked at how the people we surround ourselves with have a massive impact on us. It also looked at the science behind the quote that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and how to leverage and use your connections to boost your chances of success. Episode 34 is available on all the major podcast platforms. So if you've not yet had a chance to give it a listen, make a note, put it in your diary, add it to your calendar. It's out there. Put some time aside and take a listen. If you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe button or like button so that you catch all the future episodes. If your podcast platform allows it, please leave a review, because that helps us to expand the audience, gets us seen, gets us out there, and tell your friends about it. Share the podcast on social media. Let's get the word out. Let's share this information with as many people as we possibly can. Let's get on with episode 35 of the podcast. In this episode, I want to share with you the three lessons that stood out for me after reading Less Doing, More Living, Making Everything in Life Easier by Ari Meisel. Less Doing, More Living resonated with me because it aligns so nicely with what this show is about. In the 2014 book, Meisel demonstrates that everyone can save time by being more efficient with their tasks. He provides practical advice on how to make better use of your time and live a more fulfilling and productive life, which, as I said, resonated with me. That's what this show is about living a fulfilling life. I've included a link to the book in the description for this podcast episode. As a general overview, Meisel is an author, speaker, consultant, and coach. The three key elements that underpin Less Doing, which are optimize, automate, and outsource. And as Ari says in the book, the first thing to do is optimize. Break down everything you do, every task you do, to its bare minimum. Simplify it, eliminate everything that isn't important or isn't needed and not completely necessary. Once you've boiled the task down to its essentials, the goal is then to either automate it or delegate it. As I said, I want to share with you the three main learning points that stood out to me. But as an overview, the book has nine fundamental principles, which are the 80-20 rule, creating an external brain, customization, choosing your own work week, stop running errands, finances, organization, batching, and wellness. The first key learning point from me was in the very first fundamental contained in the book, and is spend 80% of your time on self-development. Ari goes on to talk about the 80-20 rule, where generally 80% of your results will come from 20% of your efforts. Similar in sales, if you ever sit down and do an analysis, probably 80% of your business will come from roughly 20% of your customers. And again, similarly, a lot of your problems, or 80% of your problems, will probably again come from 20% of your customers. Ari talks about literally tracking your time and seeing where your time goes and simplifying the tasks. Identify all the tasks you do, log your time over a course of a day and note where your time goes. And the idea being that if you can spend 80% of your time and free up enough time to be able to spend 80% of your time on personal development and 20% on work, that will have dramatic results for you. What would happen if you spent 2-3 weeks noting everything you do during the course of every day for a 3-week period, and then take a step back and analyze everything, break it down into its simplest of steps, and then dismiss what's not required, automate what can be automated, and delegate what can be given to somebody else to do? How much of your time would that free up? And then use that time now to spend 80% of your time developing yourself personally and growing as an individual. And the other 20% of the time, because you've eliminated, you've automated, and you've delegated on personal development. And by spending that 80% of your time developing yourself, you're going to require the skills again to either free up more time or increase the income that you generate from the 20% of the time that you've already got. Your talents become more sought after, and more sought after, they increase in value. So that was one of the takeaways for me, is to spend out of your working week 20% of the time working, 80% of the time on self-improvement and rest. Lesson number two for me was to create an external brain. Have a system that allows you to find anything at any time. Stop using your own memory to remember birthdays, anniversaries, project deadlines, ideas for podcast shows, ideas for novels, business ideas. Instead, build an external brain. Use a system where everything is in one place, it's stored in one place, it's easily retrievable, it's tagged, and it's not contained in your head. There's a lot of research that says by just getting what's in your head out of your head and into an external storage system actually increases creativity, frees up your mind and your cognitive bandwidth. You're less anxious. You're not going to be waking up in the middle of the night thinking, I've got to do that, or it's such and such a body's birthday. Everything is contained within your external brain. Ari talks about using Evernote for that purpose. I like Evernote. I use it to capture ideas and to record articles that I've come across that could be of use in the future. I've also come across the application Notion, where people use Notion to build their second brain. Ali Abdul from the YouTuber is a big fan of using Notion for his second brain, again, where he stores absolutely everything of importance to not clog up or use his own cognitive bandwidth. So that was one of the big takeaways for me. How can I maximize my external brain? How can I improve the system even more so that everything that I normally try and keep in my head is in this second electronic brain? So it frees up bandwidth for me. It helps me to be more creative. It makes sure I don't forget anything. And it also makes sure I'm not constantly hunting around for something because I'm not sure what I've done with it. It's going to free up time for me. So that's one of the things I'm working on, is how can I create and maximize the use of an external brain, whether that's Notion, Evernote, or some other tool, or possibly a combination of tools. And with the advent of the smart speakers, again, can I use smart speakers to create my reminders for birthdays, events, and just get into the habit of making sure that when something I've got to remember is coming up, it's recorded in a system that will remind me that I've got to do it. The third lesson for me from less doing was set rules that have upper and lower limits to trade quantity for quality. If you've listened to episodes 24 or 25 of the podcast, you'll know I like to set rules. Rules form part of my goal setting process. I like to define what the guidelines or rules will be around how am I going to achieve a goal. So again, this particular upper and lower limits appeal to me because I've never thought of setting it in that way, either having an upper limit for something, the maximum number of times or amount of time I will do something for, and an absolute minimum I would do something for. And Ari says the key is to set limits. So upper limits and lower limits each have a place and can be useful in their own right. Ari gives some examples, like he adds a box of electronic items that was just full of cables, plugs, whatever, you know, the usual box of electronic paraphernalia we collect over time. And he decided, and this box was a mess, and every time he wanted to find something, he had to get the box out, empty the contents out, dig through it and find what he was looking for. And he made a rule that before he could add anything new, something old had to be taken out and dumped or sold. So he couldn't buy a new electronic piece of apparatus until he'd removed an existing one from the box. Another one rule he talks about in Less Doing is never have more than 50 emails in your inbox. You spend no more than a few minutes per hour on Facebook. My preference with that would be no more than a few minutes per day on Facebook. I believe the likes of Facebook, etc., are weapons of mass distraction, for the want of a better word. They distract us from the life we should be living. I think the key learning point for me around setting limits was the connection between setting upper limits for areas of our life where we're trying to reduce or remove certain habits or pastimes or activities, i.e. we've talked about social media. So you would set an upper limit on your viewing of social media during the course of a day, and using a lower limit to enhance areas where we're trying to improve in our lives. So you could set a rule where the areas you want to improve, you set a minimum of. So I exercise for a minimum of 15 minutes a day. I read personal development books for a minimum of 30 minutes a day. I meditate for a minimum of 5 minutes a day. I think this was the power for me of this section of setting rules. By defining rules, upper limits for areas of our life that we want to reduce and maybe eliminate from our day-to-day activities to free up time for other activities, and then setting minimum levels for activities that we want to enhance ourselves. It was just so obvious, I didn't know why I hadn't thought of it myself. And it's now going to become part of my goal setting routine and my day-to-day routine. Where I'm trying to break an habit, I will include the upper limits. Where I'm trying to enhance myself, I will include minimum amounts. I do that to a certain extent anyway, but I just like the idea of upper and lower limits. So let's recap. The three lessons that stood out for me were, number one, spend 80% of your time on rest and self-improvement. Do that by optimizing, eliminating, delegating, doing everything from your working day. Use an external brain to free up space, to create space in your own brain to be more creative, more present, more thoughtful. And the last one, use upper and lower limits to trade quantity for quality. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please hit the subscribe button, and if possible, leave a rating or a review. Also, please feel free to share the podcast with others and post about it on your favourite social media platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter @WinningEdgePod. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.